Hey, it's tour date time. Corey Michaelis here. I will be in Wichita, Kansas, not Wichita, Missouri, August 13th through the 15th in Little Rock the following weekend, August 19th through the 22nd at the Looney Bin Comedy Clubs.
I'm at Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton, Wisconsin, September 3rd and 4th, and then probably not seeing Corey for 2 weeks after that.
Yeah. So same dates as last week, I guess.
Yep.
It's not going to change.
Laugh, love. And follow us on Patreon for the full episode.
And now the jokes. Welcome back to Homeschool Episode 2. I'm Corey Michaelis.
And I am Andrew Rivers. We are in week 2 of the second Washington State coronavirus lockdown.
Or if you're out there in Florida, you're in week 2 of your hospital stay. I hope you are out soon.
Very exciting. Speaking of our favorite state, Epstein's former mansion is for sale in Florida. I hear it's real underpriced.
Real estate agents say there will be a lot of bids to wade through, so if you make one, just hang in there.
Yeah, be patient. Real estate can be frustrating, so don't be afraid to have someone else bring you the offers.
Smart. Speaking of Florida, the Miami Marlins had 14 players test positive for COVID. They just took over the New York Yankees for first place in infections. Literally, the state of Florida has more infections than the state of New York. I believe I was told a New York-like infection would never happen in a place like Florida.
Now, the Marlins are going to have to cancel some of their games, and the whole MLB is rethinking its approach. That's right, a multi-billion dollar corporation doing its best to make a profit failed in 3 days. And now we think schools are safe to open.
Why do they want schools to open so badly anyway? I thought all I was going to do is indoctrinate your children with my liberal propaganda. Actually, we're going to open, and you're just going to ignore all the things I taught you in history class in the future.
Yeah. Okay, kids, today we're learning about the secret police of 1933. Actually, let's just put on CNN. That's easier.
It's happening right now.
Yeah. Movie day. I see lots of social media buzz that fans are excited for baseball to be back, but everyone at the game looks a little bored. I spelled that joke B-O-A-R-D because they're cardboard.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, that's great.
Donald Trump canceled his first pitch with the Yankees. Probably good to save himself more embarrassment. Just like his casinos, that pitch was likely going straight into the ground.
The Yankees said they never even invited Trump to throw out the first pitch. How do you cancel something you've never been invited to? I'd like to announce that I'm not going to host SNL this year, just so you guys know.
Yeah, well, neither of us is getting on SNL if they ever find this podcast.
That's for sure. That's really true. Mike Ditka said people who kneel during the anthem should leave the country. How embarrassing.
Man. We call it homeschool because it's all spelling jokes.
Too bad nobody can spell or knows who Mike Dick is.
I know who your dick is.
Golf is back for the PGA, but it never left if you're me or Trump. We've both been playing religiously. It's actually the only thing he does religiously. I mean, I bet he's never held his putter upside down while getting a picture taken of him.
Yeah, Bible. You don't have to wear a mask while playing on the course, which makes sense, but some country club members are refusing to wear them indoors. It's pretty telling that for years you've been fine with a dress code policy that makes you look like an asshole in public, but you won't wear 6 inches of fabric for the health of the public.
Speaking of 6 inches, you may miss being able to visit my grandma in the nursing home, but she's got a battery-operated toy to keep her happy instead.
Whoa.
No. Nursing homes are giving seniors robotic dogs.
Oh.
What did you think?
I thought there
meant?
Was something else that needed double A's in her dresser. Robotic dogs are a good idea. It's better than real dogs. Nursing home's already cleaning up poop all day. They don't need to add more.
My grandma does have double A's down to her knees. All right. Moving on to the TV news. Did you see those new episodes of Portlandia? They are straight fire.
That was the actual city burning down.
Oh.
Three blocks are burning down.
And inside those three blocks is just one fence, but whatever. Yeah. The Portland protests were actually beginning to slow down when Trump sent in federal agents re-agitating the protests. If that isn't a perfect metaphor for the COVID situation, I'm not sure what is. Hey. Addressing this with logic and reason seems to be working out. Let's abandon it entirely.
Yeah. Portland protesters have been taking the streets every night with hockey sticks and leaf blowers to redirect the tear gas back at the officers. Oh. Just when I thought Portland couldn't get any more white.
Their protests look like an episode of Home Improvement mixed with the NHL game, which both have the same amount of diversity as Portland.
White.
And so does NASCAR. But somehow all these are leading the way in protesting for change. I don't know.
The NBA is famous for its bubble, but one of their superstars, Lou Williams, may be in trouble after checking out some other bubbles.
Lou left the NBA bubble for a family funeral. Okay. Oh, and then he visited Magic City Strip Club. He says he went there for the wings, which sounds suspicious. But remember, it was a strip club, so there were plenty of girls who were dropping down and getting their eagle on. And dozens and dozens of angel wing tattoos. So
think
maybe
he,
think he went to
look at some bubble butts.
Oh, yes.
We all know what the real story is. And when I die, I expect people to spread my ashes at a strip club, too. I want to make it rain one last time.
That ash, though. A German study found that staring at women's breasts for 10 minutes a day is better for your health than going to the gym. It's my study. I'm Germany.
Either way, I'm getting hot, sweaty, and people can tell I don't do this often.
Actually, I have an even better life hack. I go to the gym and stare at women's breasts at the same time.
Oh.
The whole time.
Yeah.
I don't even work out. $10 a month is a lot cheaper than a strip club.
That's a good point.
Also in Germany, there's this bondage studio. And it was given the go-ahead to reopen as long as everyone wears a mask. I don't think this has ever been a problem. They all wear masks that are leather, zip up in the back, and sometimes match their leashes and traps.
Yeah, it's sexy. German prostitutes demand that they be allowed to reopen their legs. They say they'll take all the safety precautions, but I'm not visiting. I refuse to sign in just to eat out at my favorite joint.
Ice cream sales are up and deodorant sales are down. It makes sense. I've reached the point in this pandemic where I've kind of just given up and rubbed mint chocolate chip on my pits.
Tasty. The government is so broke, they're literally asking for change. People aren't spending enough coins, and so the U.S. Mint says it's running low. They also blame Corey for hoarding all the dimes.
So sorry. Andrew's more of a nickel man.
Hey, the only time I sleep with a 10 is if I'm having sex with 2 5s.
Or like a 3, a 3, and a 4.
Yeah,
it works.
Yeah, that's up. It's good. Sperm banks are low on donations due to coronavirus. If you want to get people back to work, give people some cash or maybe just a little tip for a sperm donation. We've had nothing but hands-on training for the last 6 months. I'm ready to rejoin the workforce.
Only 6 more months until Christmas is canceled.
Cancel culture is the worst.
It was already canceled years ago by the far-left, anti-Jesus, Allah-worshipping libtards. This all started when we couldn't say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, don't even get me started on Black Friday.
Right? When's there going to be a White Friday?
It's everyone. Trump's national security advisor tested positive for coronavirus. One of the Muppets tested positive?
Breitbart. They were in the news, unfortunately. They released a video with actors in lab coats and said that hydroxychloroquine was totally safe.
Hey, I'm glad Trump is taking that medicine, finally putting his money where his mouth is.
Smart.
Facebook took the video down eventually, but with over 6 million views, it appears to have escaped containment.
It's on the wild. Maybe we should go back and, like, contact and maybe trace everyone who interacted with that video. Huh? Seems dangerous. A lot of people could die.
Yeah, but it's probably people who are just going to die anyway. I mean, if they fall for this video, they're probably at risk for believing the frogs are gay. And we're going to buy a magical elixir. So it's not a big deal.
Yeah, good point. People die every day. We got to make sacrifices.
For the good of the economy.
Speaking of demon sperm, Donald Trump Jr. Was banned from Twitter for a week after posting misinformation about COVID. I can't believe people get their free speech censored simply for posting non-factual information that could cause death, right? Good thing people don't follow him blindly.
It's a good thing. A Led Zeppelin cover band is having a concert to protest the rules against having concerts. I'm sure plenty of people will die, but I'm really worried how they're going to take that stairway to heaven with those pre-existing conditions. Being 80.
Hopefully there's like an escalator to heaven.
Huh? Yeah, I don't get it.
It's 2.0.
Rapper Meg Thee Stallion was shot in the foot recently. Prayers up. Leg injuries can be devastating for horses, but unfortunately, she's going to be okay.
They didn't have to put her down.
Sassy.
bougie.
Ratchet.
She would have got him.
Lots of people are having COVID parties, and it's making me sad because I had to read the news to find out. I'm not even cool enough to get invited to these parties.
Yeah, you have to be real hot to get invited. At least 100.5 degrees, and they check it rectally.
Ooh, fun party. All right, that's enough of the free jokes. If you want more, hop on over to patreon.com/homeschool with a K and throw us a few bucks a month. We're going to slip off to the champagne room.
Mm, that's right. Make me feel special. Why buy the cow if you can get the milk for free?
Yeah, slip us $5. You can get to come to the other side.
Utter. Break on through to the other side.
They can't sue us for that. It's not right? Even close.
It didn't even sound anything like it.
Good. Nailed it.
We killed that. All right. Hey, that means if you're listening right now, you gave us $5 a month. That's exciting.
That's very exciting.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to pull up this list of topics.
Not sure it's a great decision, but we do appreciate you.
Hopefully you're employed.
Yeah. Hopefully you have the money, or maybe we're getting your second stimulus check money. That'd be nice.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be when that comes out, if it ever happens.
Stimulate.
We tell people that use your stimulus check. We'll throw
some kind of bonus episode up for the stimulus.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Stimulus.
If they're gonna stimulate us, we're gonna stimulate them.
I like it
for sure.
I like it. How you
weekly
doing? How are
check
you doing?
In. How are you?